Well, here at the 89th National FFA Convention and Expo, Trey Campbell's joined with me right now. He's the winner of the Prepared Public Speaking Competition. Now, Trey, tell me about your topic that you chose this week and a little bit about the contest.
So my topic this week was GMOs, about the lack of education, and it's a call for an education campaign that's very necessary at this point.
Yeah, let's talk about the process you go through here at the National FFA Convention and Expo.
So the process is there's three rounds. There's a prelim, a semifinal, and then ultimately the final round. I managed to advance through against a lot of incredible speakers, and I made a lot of friends this week and a lot of people that I'm very proud to have competed against and I'm very blessed to have won against.
Now it all starts off at a district level, then through state, and then on to national convention. Talk about the preparation that you have to put into this and specifically why you chose the GMO topic.
I think the most important part of prepared public speaking is finding a topic you truly are passionate about. And that's what I found in GMOs and the lack of education. I've got a lot of people I have to thank for this. There's a lot of people that have helped me get to the point where I am today. And I'm blessed to have a lot of good people in my life and a great support group that I couldn't have done it without.
Talk about the preparation. How often do you have to practice giving your speech and that sort of process?
I think you get to the point where you have to give it over and over and over until you've got it 100% down and you're saying it in your sleep and someone says a word that you know in your speech and you know exactly where to find it. And it gets to the point where it's almost neurotic how often you give it, but it's all worth it in the end.
In your prepared public speech, what's one of your favorite lines and why is it your favorite line?
My favorite line in my speech is GMOs tend to be so controversial that when someone says GMOs, someone else says OMG.
Very good. That's a definitely a fun phrase. You started mentioning it earlier. Who do you want to give a shout-out to that helped you win this award today?
I guess I have to start with my parents. They're the reason I'm here today. Thanks, Mom and Dad. And thanks to my advisor, Brock Birch, my assistant advisor, Bert Andreen, my coach, Emily Preeb, and everyone who's listened to my speech along the way and listened to me rant and rave about GMOs.
Is there anything else you want to add that we haven't covered?
I'd like to thank everyone that helped me to get to this point and all the participants that I've met through this week. They've made it an incredible experience, so thank you to everyone.
Yeah, and the last thing I want to touch on is how did it feel when you were just standing up there a few moments ago to hear your name be called as the winner?
It's an indescribable feeling because I've worked so hard, and it feels like everything's paid off, and it's incredible.
Very good. Well, that was Trey Campbell. He is from Casper, Wyoming, the Casper FFA chapter. He is our first place winner in the Prepared Public Speaking Competition. Reporting at the 89th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Bryce Duskett.